Hey, I was just coming to check if you're still awake. Me? Oh, you know, just a little, I'm bored, I guess. What are, you up to? Reading? Oh yeah, I remember you talking about that earlier today. You were about to get into some big battle scene or something, right? Of course I remember. I really do want to read it when you're done with it, so no spoilers, okay? We can do like a book club debriefing after. And then maybe we can read the second one together or something. Yes, we can form an official book club. Jeez, I'm sorry. I'm being annoying, aren't I? I'm just here jabbering away when you want to read your book. Oh, are you sure it's okay if I come in? I mean, I don't want to be annoying. I know how excited you were to get through that book tonight, and I could go back to my room. It's really no big deal. I mean that. Okay, yes, I'm coming in. Sorry, I just really hate thunder. No, surprisingly, lightning's okay. I think it's kind of pretty, and I can rationalize that the odds of getting struck by lightning are like super low and all that. But with thunder, you just never know how loud and scary it's gonna sound. Like, I'll be enjoying the pretty designs in the clouds and the cool colors, and then bam, the thunder comes and scares the crap out of me. Makes me feel so silly and embarrassed. Like I'm a little kid or something. And someone who needs to be held and told it's okay. I know we're best friends, but I would love to sit on the bed with you if it's okay. Only if you're sure. That wouldn't be weird, would it? I know. It's just like it's nighttime and I don't ever want to, like, make things weird between us, you know, sitting on your bed and everything. I'd hate to make some silly mistake and have it change things. I would just never want to ruin our friendship, that's all. You're important to me. Okay. So as long as you're sure, make room. I'm coming in. Wow. Your bed is so much more comfortable than mine. I know I need to buy a new one, but it's just so much work to go to the store and talk to the salesman and figure out what to do with the old one and then, like, be here when the new one's delivered. Ugh, there's just so many steps. Yeah, I would rather just sleep on a worn-out old slab of springs than deal with all of that. Plus, if you're gonna be okay with me cuddling in your bed, then maybe I don't need to buy anything after all. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding. Plus, your snoring is insane. I could never sleep in here with you. Yes, it is. I can hear it through the walls, all the way down the kitchen. Sounds like you're up here doing woodwork. Yes, I remember the first time I heard it. I thought you'd set up a table saw or something. No. I'm just teasing you. I'm just kidding. No. Please don't make me leave. I promise I'm just joking. I'll be nice. Oh. Now who's being a mean tease? Oh, wow, the lightning's really picking up out there. See all the colors? I know it looks like white at first, but if you pay attention, there's lots of blues and purples and... See? Doesn't it just make your heart stop? Oh, you're so sweet. I know it's okay, I tell myself that over and over again, but... I'm just so easily startled. If this was the caveman days, I bet I'd be, like, super good at staying alive. You know, like, noticing when predators are nearby. My fight or flight system is so finely tuned. But in this day and age, it's just making me look like a big baby. You're probably right. My flight system is finely tuned. I probably couldn't fight a grasshopper if it jumped on my shirt. I would just freak out. Oh, yeah. I'm okay with you cuddling up against me. Just a little bit of cuddling should be fine, right? I mean, what's some light spooning between friends? This is so nice. You make the perfect big spoon. I do love to be the little spoon. You feel so nice and warm pushed up against me. Yeah, you're right. No silly thunder can scare me cuddled up like this. I love how I feel safe with you. Just cuddled up in your arms. This still isn't weird, right? I know, I'm sorry. I like the reassurance. I like to know we aren't ruining anything. That we won't regret anything. Oh, I think we're making it better too. Thanks for being such a good friend. Yes, you are. I don't know that a lot of friends would cuddle and spoon their scaredy cat best friend during a silly thunderstorm. Oh my gosh. I don't know what it is. Oh my gosh, just every time. It sends my heart racing. It makes me feel like I can't catch my breath. When I was little, I used to hide under my bed with all my blankets. Like, I made a little cave with a nest in it. It even scared my mom. She would come into my room in the morning and have no idea where I'd gone. One time I was tucked away with so many blankets, I couldn't even hear her yelling for me. And she went and asked the neighbors if they'd seen me. I know, it's ridiculous. Here, feel my heart. Yeah, give me your hand. And just lay it right here. See? Feel that? I know, it's crazy. The big ones like that just send it racing. Yeah, I know I'm okay. Yes. I can repeat after you. I am safe. I am loved. I am safe. I am loved. You're so sweet. No, not just sweet. You're perfect. You're supportive and reliable. I couldn't ask for a better best friend. I just wish I could support you as much as you support me. You're just being nice. There's no way I hold up my end of this friendship when it comes to being there for you the way you are for me. I'm special. That's so nice to hear. You're special to me, too. I don't think I've ever had a friend like you before. You know. Tell you. Okay, well, first of all, I've never had a friend that I can climb into bed with and cuddle like this. I mean, all my friends know that I hate thunderstorms, and a lot of them will talk to me on the phone, or when I lived in the dorms, they would sit with me and try to distract me. But having your arms wrapped around me, cuddled under the blankets, I feel like it's just you and me in the world. like nothing can get us. No silly, loud, scary thunder can hurt me when I'm with you. Oh, you want to tell me something? I hope you're not going to point out that the storm is over and that I should go back to my room. Because I'm so comfy, I could lay like this with you all night. Turn over, like, facing you, or do you want to turn being the little spoon? Because I can totally be big spoon. Face you? Okay, sure. So, what did you want to tell me? I mean, you're my best friend. Of course I have feelings for you. I've never felt safer with someone in my life. Never felt more understood or appreciated. Yes. You can kiss me. I would like it. Oh, well. That was really nice. I'd be okay with more kissing if you are. It's so nice. I think at this point I might actually like thunderstorms. Well, had I not been such a scaredy cat, who knows how much longer it would have taken to get us together like this. Yes, I promise. No matter what happens, you will always be my best friend. Although, I have to say, when I came in here, we promised that cuddling together wouldn't change anything. I know. I think we broke that promise. Yeah, I'm okay with it too. You're so good at kissing. No, I've never thought about kissing you before, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to stop thinking about it now. Yeah, put your hands on me, it's okay. Touch my boobs. Sorry, I'm squirming around. Ever since that first kiss, I've been feeling it's hard to focus on anything other than the tingling between my legs. Yes, your best friend is a horny girl. You can feel it if you want to. Just pull my shorts down and move my panties to the side. I told you I was wet. Okay, I know this is gonna sound insane, but what if you just, what if What if you put your cock inside me? I know, I know, I know. No, I mean it. I'm so wet. I feel so good with you. You can move my leg up. So we could stay in this position facing each other. Yeah, are you hard? Well, I figured I would ask. I don't want to assume. You can slide it in whenever you want to. Just go slow at first. For just cuddling. Besides, I'm just giving you hugs with my pussy now, so it's still cuddling, right? Hugging your cock with my tight slit. Yeah. Oh my god. Hold me as tight as you can. No, that's exactly right. Oh, it feels so good. You're so sexy. You're so fucking sexy. God, it feels so good. I'm trying not to come because I want to wait for you, but oh my god. Is my pussy nice and tight for you? Yeah. Now you're going to give me your cum. You're going to fill up your best friend with your hot cum. Safe to say, I want to be more.